So Terry, after two games with victory, this has happened. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, obviously very disappointed to come away from a game that I think we shared a lot of possession. I thought it was a very good game, for a very entertaining game. I thought Wrexham, especially second half, played really well when they kept the ball. But I thought, you know, prior to the goal, I felt they were there for the taking, really. I felt with the fact that they'd been 8 weeks with, or 8 games without, you know, a game, and 6 weeks or how many weeks it is, I felt the first goal was going to be crucial, and it certainly was crucial. Having said that, you know, the referee didn't lose us a game today. We've been unable to score again away from home for the third consecutive game. Lost to Hayes, drew with Stevenage, and lost again today. So, you know, I'm not bothered about the referee. I'm just going to address our problems about scoring goals away from home.
What do you think we've got problems away from home scoring?
I've no idea, really. I think I've always put it down to the fact that in midfield we are not scoring enough goals. I haven't had any goals off of Will Hendry. Lewis Taylor scored recently at home. I need more goals off of Ricky, and Ricky scored at home recently, so that's where I need my goals from. We can't keep relying on Mayne and Kebwell. It would have been nice to have had Kebwell up our sleeves today, and unfortunately it looks like Ross Montague's damaged his knee quite badly, which is a real blow for the youngster.
So does that mean then that there's going to be an emergency thing in the transfer window then?
I don't know. That will be decided by finances, really. You know, the club runs. If we bring the money in, then I'm allowed to spend it, and that's the best way to run a club. We're not a million miles away from being a top five side. And you know, we won't panic, won't change anything. I thought we played some neat football today without being hungry enough, and didn't really have a cutting edge in the box. I thought Nathan was unlucky. I mean, twice I thought he'd scored, and if one of them goes in, I'm probably in a happier disposition. But as we are, I'm travelling home feeling absolutely pissed off.
You mentioned the goal earlier, although you don't really want to blame the goal for that. What was your view on that goal?
The initial thing is you blame the lino. The lino give the ball, went over the net. I ain't got a problem with that. I've got a problem that he caught it cleanly, was in the air and got, you know, fouled. And I did explain to the ref that, you know, when Nat Lofthouse retired, they changed the rules. And hopefully, he was great about the ref. And, you know, if he's made one bad decision today, then, you know, my player's made a lot more, and I expect I made a couple of bad ones myself.
You took off Will Hendry. What was the reason behind that?
Just needed to try and give Monty a chance up front. Will hasn't played a lot of football. Just to utilise the fresh legs we had. I mean, to be fair to Wrexham, because they haven't played 90 minutes of proper football, we knew they were going to try our last 20. I think had we scored, we could have gone on to win. But, you know, full credit to Wrexham, who defended very well. Their goalkeeper made some decent saves. And if the truth was to be known, we didn't test their goalie enough.
Is that a disappointment for you, bearing in mind that they hadn't played for 8 games? And
yeah, it is. I thought it was the right time to come and play them. You know, they had 2 new boys in, and you know, they weren't going to be that fit. And I think it was the right time to come here, and we haven't taken advantage of that.
Okay. And obviously, you mentioned Ross Montague. What's the diagnosis so far?
We're just hoping it's not knee ligaments. It's not his bad knee where he had cruciate. It's his other knee. So he put a lot of weight on it as a guy, you know, held him off. So we're hoping it's not too bad. Cheers.